bread plays a powerful part in the story of God's people. On the night God led the Israelites out from slavery in Egypt, the people were commanded to bake unleavened bread to take with them. At Passover, all down the years, the Jewish people have remembered the Exodus by eating bread without yeast for 7 days. In the journey through the wilderness, Israel learned to depend on God for daily bread, the manna which fell from heaven. There was just enough for that day, provided directly through God's grace. In the countryside around Galilee, crowds followed Jesus out into the desert. Jesus took just a few loaves and gave thanks, broke the bread and gave it to the people. Jesus makes it clear that this gift of physical bread is a sign of his gift of the deeper spiritual food which we need. Jesus himself is the bread of life. Again, in an upper room on the night before he died, Jesus celebrated a meal with his friends at Passover. He took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." All of these stories about bread should be in our minds when we pray this line of the Lord's Prayer. It is this line, with its double stress on this day and daily, which has led many Christians to use the Lord's Prayer every day as the heart of their own personal prayers. At first sight, "Give us this day" looks like a prayer for ourselves. The Lord's Prayer began with a focus on God in praise, then moved on to prayer for others, known as intercession, and now we come to prayer for ourselves, petition. That's a good order for our own prayers. But look more closely. "Give us this day" is indeed a prayer for ourselves, but it's a very modest prayer, and it is this modesty which is life-changing. Janis Joplin famously sang, "O Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends." Perhaps when we first approach prayer, we think it's about asking for the good things of life for ourselves. Greed shapes so much of our culture, and there is a distortion of Christianity which is based on coming to Jesus and growing rich in material goods. It's called the prosperity gospel. But the Lord's Prayer is the opposite. It is the antidote to greed and wanting more and more. For Jesus teaches us to ask, and therefore to want, just enough. Not wealth, not a big house, not new clothes, just bread, and just enough bread for today. "Give us this day" is a prayer that teaches us to be content with enough. And that means it is indeed, in its way, a passport to great happiness.